is Wednesday, my dudes.
We are reading Superman Secret Identity this week, and it's a book that I never read before. It came out in 2004. I don't know if I just wasn't keen on Superman. I've been a longtime fan, but very weird Superman fan. If you've listened to the show for a long time, you know I'm keen on the era of when he got killed, and we got four cooler Supermen, and then when he became cooler himself, and he was Electric Blue, split in half with Electric Red. That's sort of my Superman vibe. Anytime he has a beard or he doesn't have a cape, like I like it when they mix that up.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I saw it on Twitter. You mentioned something about when he came back and he was just wearing like jeans and shit. And I like that a lot. And I'm a Trunks man. Same. But yeah, Superman is interesting. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. I think everybody likes Superman, but nobody likes to admit that they like Superman.
Yeah. You know, there's a big thing online where people say Superman is boring and his stories aren't compelling. I don't think that's true. I think he's such a cornerstone character for the genre of comic books, right? Mm-hmm. That it's easy to just say, oh, yeah, he's just a textbook superhero. He has good stories. And we're about to see if this one is one of them, even though, spoiler alert, it's technically not a Superman story.
Yeah. And I mean, even that, to say that, I mean, he is the superhero story, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. People should give it a break. Give him a break, I guess.
Yeah. It's like every superhero is based off of Superman in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Innocence off of Superman's innocence.
Yeah, before he met Lois and she corrupted him.
Yeah,
made him take the trunks off.
Do you think underneath he has like a slit in the tights?
I think they are like really high boots, so they're red and blue boots that go all the way up to his hips, and then he puts on his trunks, and then his shirt comes down to his waist. So if you take off his trunks, that's how he goes to the bathroom.
Like him from Powerpuff Girls, like the super.
Yeah,
that's great. I will never not see that now.
The way Sean Gordon Murphy illustrates Batman. Batman has these really, I don't know if you noticed, these really high black boots. And I've always thought, like, oh, Sean Gordon Murphy likes his Batman sexy. And so I just imagine Superman does the same thing.
Yeah, he's got the prosta boots.
Yeah. He's been hanging out with Catwoman too long. Superman Secret Identity. When I recommended this book to Simon, last week we went on a marathon of reviews. I think we did like 16 issues in one night. And so I wanted to scale back. And so I found a book that had four issues, not realizing that they're extra long issues. So didn't save any time at all. But for the purpose of reviewing them, it is only four issues.
Mm-hmm. And as I was reading this, there was something, maybe when we get to it, I'll remember, but there was something that I was thinking of in reference to last week. And I wish it would come back to me, but I remember being like, oh, this reminds me of.
Not in this book.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
But
maybe
in Cat and the other book that we've read for another episode, I had a similar moment. So maybe it's the same thing. We'll talk about that in a second.
Maybe. In a second, in another review.
Yeah, next week. Superman Secret Identity, issue number one. It's written by Kurt Busiek. I never know how to say his name.
It's a Busiek. It's got that Kurt Busiek.
Kurt Busiek. Art and cover by Stuart Immonen.
People make up their names now. These aren't real.
Yeah, they're not real. And also, if you've been listening to this show forever, you know that we can't read very well. That's why we review picture books and not actual books. You're young, living in Kansas, and you want to be a writer. Your last name is Kent, and your parents make the mistake of naming you Clark. Now life is filled with taunts and jokes. Hey, Clark, where are your superpowers? Then one day, you discover that you can fly and you do have super strength. But how? And what do you do now? That's the abridged version of the pitch that we just read. Again, I have no context on this. I've heard people talk about this book before, but I don't really like to dive too deep when people do reviews if I haven't read it, because maybe I'll read it one day. So this is, I can tell you right now, straight out the gate, I did not expect this book to be what it was. Mm-hmm. And this first issue, I was really into it because I was like, I just had no idea where it was going to go. It was kind of refreshing and I was confused. What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, they are long issues. And so, you know, you're like three quarters of the way through the first issue before something really happens. This mm-hmm. guy complaining. And is someone named Simon? I mean, his name is Clark Kent, right? That's a whole yeah. different thing. But is someone named Simon? And I guess you kind of get it, too. You probably
I relate to this 100% being my name being Lex. But people always say, like, Lex Luthor, I bet you hate Superman. And I'm like, no, I hate you.
Yeah. Well, and Simon isn't a superhero, but he does have several games named after him. So that's not fun. Yeah. But I totally get it. Like, him being pissed off at his parents. Like, why? Why did you do this to me?
I thought it was so funny. And it really, if my wife was more understanding of my personality, then my kids would have ridiculous comic book names, too. It's just, if my last name was Kent, there would be no way that my son's name wouldn't be Clark. And all my kids would be named after super family members.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There'd be no way to not do it. And it is embarrassing and it does suck, especially how they relate it in this book. Like, I would imagine it's exactly like that.
Well, yeah. And I, if we ever did have a son, I would ruin his life by naming him Orson. So it'd be Orson Welch.
Yeah.
I like it's that. Just close enough.
Yeah, I like that. Off brand.
Right. He's the great value, Orson.
I like him. Yeah, so straight out the gate, Superman as a character, this is a Superman book, but Superman as a character is a comic book character in this universe, which it took me a second, not to wrap my head around it, but to get into context of like what was going on. I didn't expect this Clark to get powers. I thought it was just going to be sort of a slice of life book. I had no idea what direction it was going.
That is, I mean, yeah, it was the same for me. Like I just had no idea what this was going to be. And I was confused. I thought, at the very, very beginning, I thought that maybe he was Clark and you know, Superman stuff existed or something. I didn't quite know what his age was at the very, yeah. very beginning, like the first page and a half.
Yeah, I thought maybe he was like Superman's son or something. And this was a different story where they just named his son Clark as well.
You know, that being said, it's kind of funny, like his family... We open on his birthday and his family's just giving him a bunch of merchandise. And it is so funny how our loved ones, they try. Boy, they try. When yeah. they think that they know your personality and you get like the same shit all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really usually terrible. No offense. I know yeah. our family doesn't listen to this, but it's usually pretty terrible.
Yeah, you're like, it's the I saw something. It's like, that's the only reason people get pops is because their family's like, hey, you like this. Here's a cheap thing that I found that yeah. is that thing. Yeah. And so, yeah, poor Clark is getting it. But I can tell you that I would react exactly this way that he did when he found himself floating.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would really, I would probably be very selfish with it, but I would also be... I'm just saying that, to be completely honest. I don't know anybody that's that virtuous, but I know my ass would be flying around everywhere, like yeah. instantly.
Yeah, I agree. I could also relate to this, Clark, because this entire first issue is very introspective. So it's like he has mm-hmm. these powers and he, as a teenager, and I'm speaking as someone that has an inner monologue.
Powers.
Yeah, that has superpowers. I went through this as a teenager. I'm someone that has an inner monologue that would probably drive someone insane throughout a day to day. It's like that Zach Galifianakis meme with all the equations and everything going by. That's what I live like always. And so that's how I think I would be if I had developed superpowers. I think I would be overanalyzing everything.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I don't know how, especially gaining like super sensors. I don't know. I would just give up. I would.
Yeah. Flying to the sun.
Yeah. Cause like I can't handle things now.
See, and what I think works to his benefit is that I can't handle things now. My superpower is barely hanging on. One thing that I think is the benefit of this, Clark, is that Superman does exist in the universe. So it's not as if he just developed these powers. He is developing Superman's powers. Mm-hmm. So he has a point of reference on, I guess, kind of in a fictional way.
Yeah, you know what? Kind of this kind of reminded me of, especially the way it's drawn and everything, and I don't know if there's a connection there, but it reminded me of the Department of Truth, like the idea of tulpas and like thought concentration. I really thought that it was that the big reveal, which it wasn't, but I really thought that the big reveal at the end of the whole book was going to be that people manifested this on him, or that he was in a coma in the forest.
I thought he was going to be dead or something. I didn't know. I had no idea. Even all the way to the end, I didn't, because there's like a brief moment, and we'll talk about it in a second, in issue two or three, where they talk about it, like all, vaguely in the background when he's in and out of, you know, consciousness. And you get a hint at what this could possibly be, but then they just brush it back under the rug and we never really get to it.
Just enough. Magic box type stuff.
Yeah. One thing I really liked is the small town Halloween fair thing, where he's not the only person dressed up as Superman, but it works because he is Superman now. Mm-hmm. Like there is everything about him is super. He has Superman's powers. He's Superboy at this point in his life. His name's Clark Kent. That's it. He's white. You got it, man. You hit the lottery. But like, again, I can relate because he's really self-conscious about people seeing his face. The thing about Superman is that it's always so annoying is that Clark Kent is Superman with glasses. So in this, he's just like, I really don't want anybody to see my face because they will know it's me. And I can appreciate that he acknowledges that. Like, that's a stupid thing. The glasses, it's stupid.
You know, that being said, and they do this in Marvel movies where they'll just put on like a blue hat, you know, whatever. And sunglasses. And I always thought that was so stupid. But I have walked right by people wearing a hat. And maybe they just don't like me. But I was wearing a hat. No recognition. If I cover up this part of my head, people don't recognize me at all.
Well, you know, Christopher Reeves did it incredibly in those old movies where he'd like kind of bumbly and slouched over and then he would puff his chest up. Perfect example. And also, like, nobody pays attention to nerds. Well, that's the thing.
So what you're calling me? Nerd?
Yeah. When you wear a hat.
Nerd hat.
But a lot happens in this. It's 48 pages. A lot happens. So we get his introduction of powers. He comes to terms with what he is. And I think it's one of those things where we would think, oh, I would just rob a bank. But I don't think we would really do anything like that. It's just he hears people in trouble and he can save them. So he saves them. I think most normal people would do that.
Yeah, I would never need money, really. I would keep working and doing my thing, probably.
Yeah,
but I would like steal a chicken sandwich every once in a while. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I just wouldn't pay for it. I wouldn't rob a bank. I would just go steal a chicken sandwich. But it is. I found it interesting. And again, this story has so many like twists and turns. I really thought that maybe, you know, where his strength falters, I was like, oh shit, is this going to be one of those things where his powers come and go? He's like Mitchell's character in Mystery Men, where he's like, he's only invisible when nobody's looking at him.
Yeah.
So, but it is crazy.
That's a deep cut. That was just multiple scenes were just rolling him out of that movie up into the moon.
That's one of the best superhero movies ever made.
Yeah, I agree.
The part with the news reporter was crazy too. As she's trying to profit from him, she creates like a natural disaster.
I see what they were trying to do too. It's like, this is Clark Kent. He's connecting with the reporter. Is this his Lois Lane? But quickly is not. It's like an older lady who is obviously a psychopath.
Yeah, super crazy.
Kills people in this small town, and he does what he can to save them. It's what'd you think of the first issue, man?
I thought it was a good start. Like I said, I'm more intrigued because Superman's so classic and we've all seen his origin story a million times. It was cool that this is just something else. You know, he's like the embodiment of Superman, but not really. It's kind of like that Brightburn, except without all the psychopathic parts.
Yeah. It's also kind of like we're kids and we read comic books and we would think, oh, what would you do if you, or we do it as adults also, but what would you do if you had Superman's powers? And then this is a story where it actually happens to this guy and he essentially becomes Superboy.
Yeah. First thing I would do is masturbate on the moon. If I was like 14.
Yeah. First thing I would do is try to reverse time like Superman did.
Fly around the like world. A divot in the the equator.
That is issue number one. I was in. We've read a lot of superhero books. We've read a lot of indie books, and we tend to lean more on the indie side. But this is kind of a relief in the superhero side of things because it's a relatively fresh take. I know it came out in 2004, but for me, it's a relatively fresh take on Superman.
Yeah, it's nice to see that other side because it is a mix. Like I said, you know, when you have as much history as Superman, it's hard to be original all the time without, I don't know, taking away some of his powers or doing something like that. Like, they always go back. They're always going to go back. So it was cool to mix that indie storytelling with a popular character.
Yeah. This is a Spider-Man life story done right.
Yeah, but
only in the sense that it spans over his entire life.
Yeah. That's one of the best parts, I think.
Take it away, issue number two.
Okay. Do you want me to start with like the prestige format miniseries thing?
No, you could just do.
Okay, I'll start here.
Clark arrives.
All right, Superman Secret Identity number two. Clark arrives in the big city to pursue his writing career, but his amazing abilities and fantastic feats attract the attention of government agents convinced he may be an American weapon of mass destruction. Is being Superman a bigger responsibility than he can handle? That's it.
So at this point, as we mentioned in the last issue, he's Superman now. He's essentially just decided, I'm going to be Superman. I guess we didn't say that, but this book spans over his entire life. He's in his, I would say, 20s now, moved to the big city, and he's Superman now. So this world has Superman.
Yeah, and he's the perfect Superman, too. Not overly big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wearing, like, the sweater and the high boots and the panties.
Yeah. I like the Superman a lot. And he fits. So I would, you know, in a world where I would like to see this Superman meet the actual Superman.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
An interesting dynamic between the two. One thing that I like in each issue is that it starts out with like a classic Superman page or panel. Really, really good, man. The colors really pop.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And it always references what happens within the story.
Yeah.
But it's funny, you know, he's continuously pestered by people no matter where he moves. Like, he moved and works at a newspaper, and of course he's going to get made fun of there because he's Clark Kent working at a Manhattan newspaper.
He's asking for that one, man.
Yeah. And it is kind of funny because those things don't stop. Like,
yeah,
I don't have very many people saying Simon Says to me anymore, but every once in a while. And I'm like, dude, I'm almost 40 years old. It's time to stop.
Every nickname that we've given you in college, which was a long time ago, pretty much still sticks to this day, too.
Yeah, you know, hey.
None of those that we'll say on there because they're not appropriate, but A lot of them still come up in drunken conversation when we're all together.
Yeah, but you know, those are fun. I like those. Most of the time.
So this is his 20s. He does meet a Lois, actually, in this one. It's not Lois Lane. Thank God. I'm so glad they didn't, because that would have been like, eh.
It would have been annoying, but I did think it would have been funny because I just automatically assumed he would connect on that. Like, I'm Lois Lane. It's like, fuck, our parents hated both of us, you know?
I like that it wasn't Lane, though, and that she didn't really know anything about Superman except like the basic stuff, because he says, oh, this has happened to me tons of times. Like, I've been on several dates with Lois's, some Lana's, some Cat Grant. And she's like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, who's Cat Grant? Actually, I don't know who that is either.
She works with him at the Daily Planet.
Oh, okay.
Allie McBeal plays her in the Supergirl show.
Oh, okay.
I know that. What'd you think about his 20s, man? A lot of stuff happens in every one of these issues. I'm not going to keep saying that, probably.
It was cool, but this is the big thing. Like, the government is this overarching thing in all of the stories.
As they tend to be.
And this one is where it really happens. He loses a weekend. He's captured. And
I loved it, man.
Yeah, it was crazy. It's also crazy, as you know, he, as a regular person in the world, he's not going to have his fingerprints on file.
Yeah. And he's a good guy. So he doesn't go around breaking the law.
Right. And he didn't have his wallet on him. So it's like, this is just this dark headed guy that they captured. So they don't know who he is, but they're poking and prodding him. It's crazy that they couldn't, like, some of these illustrations were a little hard for me to follow, because I couldn't quite tell what they were doing.
Yeah, I think that was
You know, if they were cutting him up or cutting into him or anything like that. But it was, I was so glad to see, because I was like, fuck, is this going to be the rest of the story? But it was so great to see him break free of that and be able to kind of look into their research and stuff. It is sad, you know, to see, this is what you were talking about earlier, where we get this like small snippet into what he could possibly be, but it's pretty messed up. You know, we've got several dead bodies on tables, child's body.
Yeah.
And he goes nuts, man, and like burns the place to the ground.
Apparently he's like the 12th one, they say, or something like that. But they don't really ever elaborate on that.
No, and they do. I feel like they did say something like 12th manifestation or something.
Yeah, they did.
And so that was another thing that made me think, is this some kind of Tulpa thing? Like, is this a manifestation of the public consciousness or some shit?
Yeah, it was sad to see those babies. This artwork, man, with these pages are just so good. I love how they kind of in and out of his consciousness. It has a panel of that classic Superman, Brainiac and Lex Luthor.
Yeah, that was a good touch. That was a really good touch. And even in all of that, he still drags some soldiers out.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I guess he saves him, you know, even though he burns the place to the ground.
He's a good dude, man. But then it's more inner turmoil, because he's in love with this Lois, this new Lois. And at first, before he gets abducted, he wants to tell her. He's made the decision to tell her about his powers. And then he's kind of like in PTSD mode, where he doesn't want to leave his house. And because let's be honest, it's not like regular Superman, where he's been a superhero his whole life. This is like a regular dude.
Mm-hmm.
Just happens to save people because he can. You know, he's just, I'm here. It's not like he is a superhero on the Justice League and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just a dude.
It would be like you and I getting abducted and then being probed and dissected and stuff and then just going home.
Yeah. It is interesting that it's like, yeah, they did that over a weekend. Like,
yeah.
I was back in time to where I only had to explain one day.
Yeah. It was a lot, man. He ends up telling her, though, and she accepts him for all his baggage. That's all we can hope for.
That's what I told my wife. I told her, she brought it up in our vows, but I told her she had more baggage than an airport terminal.
How are you feeling after issue 2, man?
Man, I'm in. And especially because of the government stuff and how he's avoiding them, because he's a smart guy, you know?
Yeah.
He's not like super intelligent. He's just careful. Well, yeah, you know, we found out later, maybe not that careful, but he's still, I don't know. I dig it. I really am enjoying it so far because it's such a, like, it's not only like alt history, because it's not really history at all. It's just like this alternate take on a character. If he, you know, if somebody started cosplaying, but actually had power.
Yeah. It's a very interesting story. I'm digging it too. It's been good. It's been good. Let's do issue number 3. Pursued by agents of his own country who want to draft him into service, Clark has one overriding concern beyond his own freedom: the safety and security of his wife and children. Dun dun dun. Issue number 3 progresses a little further in his life. Him and real world Lois are married now. She's progressing in her career, and he's progressing in his. He's written multiple books. He's also still Superman. Because I was wondering, when are these powers, or what's the extent of his powers as Superman? You know, Superman lives forever. Is he going to live forever like Superman, or is he going to age like a normal dude? So that's what I was thinking about this whole time. It seems like he's getting older. He's learning to be more Superman. They've moved out into sort of the middle of nowhere, not like Smallville, but Maine, I think, where they're living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
But he tunnels under the water just so that, because the government's trying to track him. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, he said he goes through like a hollow tree trunk into the ocean.
Oh, wow.
And comes out in Boston or something.
And it's ridiculous. And he says, you know, reading comic books has its benefits because some of that ridiculous stuff actually worked.
Yeah. But the whole time, you know, we see those things that the government is tracking him. He talks about like motion trackers under the ocean, stuff like that. But, you know, it's really cool to see as an independent what kind of good he's doing, like bringing medical supplies to people and stealing it from the U.S. government, I think he says.
Mm-hmm.
I also love like how he's fucking with the jets as they're trying to come after him.
I like that he is not necessarily Superman is such in the comic book, Superman is such a powerful character who fights off alien invasions. He goes off world to save galactic empires and things like that. I really like that this guy is just listening, hearing a problem, going to help, and that's it. He's not trying to form a Justice League. He's not trying to be in the media or be on the news. He's just like, oh, there is a flood, I'm gonna go help, and then I'm gonna dip out and go back home.
Yeah, and even in the first issue when he goes, he's very hesitant to really help. He's like, they've got it, you know. He really only goes in if it's absolutely needed.
Yeah, I really like that. It's somehow this is a grounded Superman story, which is, I would imagine, hard to pull off.
Yeah, I kind of wonder, you know, something. I just got to the page where he sees his Lois again for the first time in a while, and they obviously got down and dirty. There's clothes all over the floor, and I was just thinking, what's his stamina like?
It's weird because he said his body like naturally reacts to what to, I don't know, be super.
Because he says my blood can be drawn, you can cut my hair, but you can't shoot me. So it's like hardening of cells or something.
Yeah. So his semen doesn't super shoot through the top of her skull. Unless he has to go through one of those human sex closets that he had to do in the Superman 2 movie where he depowers, he like goes in that goes in that
human sex closets. I was like, what?
It's so he can have sex with humans.
Right. I think it's interesting. So the one thing about him is he's successful in his regular life. Like he's a successful author, journalist. Yeah. So successful, in fact, that they built their dream home, and he also has like a mini yacht, which is, I think, unless he rented it,
he probably just lifted it up out of the water.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, exactly. like, scope it out for a few weeks. He's like, dude, nobody's using this.
Yeah, I'm going to borrow it for a second. But there was kind of a funny thing in here. This is nothing more than just like kind of a funny thing. Well, he's flying around the yacht. He's really excited. You know, he's kind of describing that this is the only way he can, his only outlet is these moments when he's open and free, he can do anything. And his wife, Lois, says like, hey, don't splash the boat. You're going to get the hibachi wet. What's going to happen with your steak? And she goes, after that, she goes, eat your steak. And the picture is a damn sandwich.
Steak sandwich.
So I'm like, do people make steak sandwiches?
On this planet, it's the same thing. We failed to mention that, or I guess we mentioned in the synopsis. She is having babies.
Babies.
Twins. Pretty exciting stuff, man. They're starting a super family.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. That was the piece of the old school puzzle at the beginning, like the old school artist, like a super family. And I'm like, who are these people in the super family? But the super family birthday card or whatever she sends him.
Yeah, and it adds another layer of inner turmoil to him almost, where he's like, it was cool when it was just me and I was fucking with the, you know, fighter jets and the government and stuff like that. But now he's having all these ideas of maybe his family getting abducted, and he's having PTSD about when he was abducted and his kids going through something like that. So I think in this issue, he tries to work out a deal with the government, and he's like, hey, I'll work for you if you leave me alone. But that's sort of like you're playing, showing too many of your cards. You know what I mean? Why do you want to do this all of a sudden? And then he kind of gets nervous. And then the soldiers also just go ballistic, even though their boss is standing like a foot away from Superman.
Yeah, they launch like rockets at him. Well, and, you know, they never really explain why he's can get hurt by this stuff, but they do explain why he doesn't just pass out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the government has some sort of electric weapon that they use on him.
I like that he has everything, though. You know, it's interesting. He has, we haven't really talked about it that much, but he has heat vision. He can't just fly, and he's not just fast, and he's not just strong. Like, he has heat vision and shit. So I find it interesting that he, like, burns a bunch of cameras and stuff so they can't identify him, and even a satellite.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, he has a failed attempt with working with the government, and then as time gets closer to her having the babies, or I think whenever they find out that they're having twins, he's like, okay, well, I'm gonna have to really make them see that this deal needs to go through. So he just like infiltrates all these different areas, all these highly restricted areas, and forces their hand, and he says, listen, I don't want to be the bad guy, but if you guys keep messing with me, that it's going to be your fault. And he says, I don't want to do anything political or anything like that. But if you need help, I'll be here and you can call me. So that's cool. It ends up working.
Can you imagine? I mean, on the other side of things, can you imagine if you were just me and you, and all of a sudden, you know, we're reading Spider-Man, love Spider-Man. All of a sudden, there's some dude swinging around in New York City.
That'd be wild.
Be like, what the fuck? Why not me?
I would think I'd have had a stroke or something.
Yeah, it would be so crazy. That's a Disney thing. Like, one day they're just going to have somebody swinging around New York.
Yeah. It's weird because she is about to have the babies, and then the government sends their signal. They need him to go infiltrate this foreign country. And it sucks because he knows what it is. He knows that it's a political thing, even though he said not to. There's an election about to happen, and it's all timed. He said he wanted to save these people before, but they said no. And he has to rationalize with himself, like, at least I am helping people.
Right.
Like, it's not all, like, he's not Captain America, where he's going in there and he doesn't even want to be noticed by anybody. He just wants to go and get it done as quickly as possible. So I do like that about this guy. He seems human.
Yeah, he's not looking for accreditation or anything. He's just tries to get it done as fast as possible and says even then that the only reason he slowed down was for the Army Rangers.
Yeah, he just wants to help, man. And I think that's it's admirable. He wants to help and he wants to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and she has healthy baby girls, twins.
Twin babbies.
There it is. That is his 30s, I imagine. I don't know. They don't really break it down like that. They just, this is a different part of his life where he's having kids. Right. And working for the government, kind of. That leads us to the last issue of our story. And if we're, I think we're going through these at a fairly decent pace. I don't want to undersell how long these are stacked issues. I mean, a lot happens in all of these issues, like 50 pages a piece.
There's a lot of, like said, there's a lot of like inner monologuing and a lot of exposition, which is all, I feel like it's all needed. It doesn't feel overly done. But we're just skipping over a lot of that because obviously, you know, we can get to the gist of the story, but they are long.
Yeah. A lot of the narration is he's journaling also through this entire thing on this old typewriter. And that's sort of the narration of the entire book. So it reads as if we're reading through his journal.
All right. Superman Secret Identity, number 4. The new Superman is close to the end of his life, his power ebbing and the world changing around him. Kenny, you face one final challenge. Those end really fast. This one has a pretty significant time jump, but I do like the Adventures of Superman art.
yeah, me too.
A lot.
That old animated series look. It's one of my favorite Superman looks.
Them tiny, tiny little legs.
You don't need legs when you can fly, man.
But yeah,
this significant jump. His kids are adults, which is, in my opinion, perfect. We don't always need a complete play-by-play. Like, they could have easily did 2 or 3 more issues and made it like a 6-issue series. You don't really need that, though. Like, he explains a lot of it. And there is a few flashbacks in this last issue. But I really appreciate the time jump, man.
Yeah, there's some really great pieces in here. I really like, as he's kind of reflecting on his life, there's some really great splash pages and scale things where they really pull back. And I think they do this throughout the book, but they really pull back and you see just like a speck that is him flying, especially like when he's up at the Antarctic or North Pole. And you see all the environment around him, or when he, you know, I think it's interesting. He tries to fly towards the sun to recharge himself because that's what Superman can do.
Yeah. We mentioned earlier about the extent of his powers. The way I understand it is that Superman gets stronger as he gets older. So there's a Superman and Batman Beyond. I imagine that is like top tier Superman. There's Superman 1 million or whatever his name is. And he's super powerful, even though I think Superman 1 million is a descendant of Superman. And the Superman of that time is like completely gold. That's how like the power level that he's at.
It's like God King San or whatever.
Yeah. So I imagine that this Superman, what appeals to me is that he's getting older, and as like a normal human, he starts to lose a little bit of his gusto.
Can't perform as long.
Yeah. He's can only lift up one boulder instead of juggling 5 or whatever he said.
That's a great panel too. I love that panel.
Yeah, me too. So it's cool to see him sort of lose his step. He's saying, oh, I can only see to Jupiter now if I squint. It's like,
it makes me wonder if this is another thing. I'll always bring it back. I talked about this previously when I was talking to D. But, you know, it makes me wonder, or it brings me back to like, oh my God, your favorite comic book. The other favorite comic book.
Wrong.
The other one. Ryan Otley comic book.
Oh, Invincible.
Yes. God, it just disappeared from my mind. But anyway, in Invincible, the way that they explain, it's like you have these natural abilities, but you have to exercise still.
Yeah. I always love that.
And so I kind of wonder about this, if he's still getting out there and he's doing things, but maybe he's just like not exercising as much in his old age. I don't know. I don't know how you can exercise your eyes, but
that's true. That is true. This is, it still feels like a slice of life book, though. Yes, he's working for the government. Yes, he's still saving people. But this last issue is about him in his older age, his family dynamic. They find out that his daughters have superpowers, but and they never knew, but they don't want to pressure them into you know, like, hey, tell us everything. So they just kind of let them find or let them come to them on their own. It's really about that rather than about him being Superman. And it's not like All-Star Superman where he's dying, where he's like, oh, my powers have exceeded whatever, and now I'm dying. It's just, he's just old now.
Yeah.
Well, I love that they didn't do that.
As we go through this book, it makes me wonder why they didn't just make this a regular Superman story. You know, it could have been literally the same book, other than they could have just written out all the existence of Superman.
Yeah. Well, that kind of almost disappears.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You would think that there would be more merchandise, but
where WB would have sued his ass.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. They would have.
It would have been like, superb, man.
Yeah, there's some motherfucker. There's some Mr. Pibb ass Superman flying around.
Superb, man. Funny. Just throw a B on there. Then it's fine. Superb, that's man. Great. Yeah, you know, and I love that they're not, Superman's perfect, right? He is. Everybody knows it. He's infallible. He's tall, dark, and handsome. He's not really dark, but his hair is dark. He's the perfect superhero, perfect guy, right? I like that his kid, that he's not, this Clark is not so much perfect. He really just wants to take care of his family and do a little bit of good. That's really it. And his kids aren't super kids. One of them is like struggling to get through, you know, med school. The other one's a freaking waitress.
I love that. That dynamic is, that's the only cliche I don't like in this book, is because that's always, there's always like a super successful kid and like a fucking lackadaisical kid.
Yeah. The artsy kid and then the smart kid.
Yeah. She's focused on her photography. Yeah. And
yeah, because you can't have a real job. And not saying that being a waitress isn't a real job. I'm not saying that. I've done it for a giant chunk of my life. I'm saying that
it's like the toughest.
She can't be a doctor and be a photographer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Who has time for that?
Oh man.
You know, there was one portion that I'm still confused on in this book. There's this big tornado in Australia. Mm-hmm. And in Austria, put another shrimp on the bob in Australia. And he gets a clue that there's some other super beings. And later we find out who those people are. But in this, I was confused on whether or not they started it. In my mind, because he says he hears like laughing.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, did they start this?
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, he was saving people. So maybe they did mention that they got there first in a lot of instances. Sometimes they got there first. They would work silently, you know. Yeah. They're a little bit faster than him. But that was the only thing I was like, you know, where is this story going? Are we about to have some family turmoil?
I think they were laughing because they were having, I feel like they dissipated the tornado. They got rid of the tornado. Like they came in and worked against, because he was saying that they weren't flying with the direction of the tornado. So they came in, they were probably just having fun doing that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, there's Superman. He's saving people. Let's get rid of the tornado.
That makes sense.
Because that's what he says. He says he looked up and then it was gone. It's gone. And he was surprised that the tornado was gone. And then he noticed his kids.
Well, yeah. Shh.
Spoiler alert. Also, in this later saga of his life, the government's using him less and less, which he thinks is weird. Again, that inner turmoil and just like overthinking is the most relatable trait that this guy has to me.
Yeah, I would be thinking the same thing. I'm like, what do they got? Are they just doing this to keep me satiated, to make me feel useful?
Yeah, because he's like, wait, you don't need me? You don't need me right now? What do you mean? Do you have somebody else? Do you have other superheroes?
Yeah, is there someone else? He also meant, yeah, maybe it was in the previous one, but he mentions that, and I don't really remember how he put it, but he said the military had bullets that were treated.
They're like poison or something, right?
He said the terrorist ammo had all been rendered chemically inert. The military's hadn't. I don't really even fucking understand what that means.
No.
Stupid. I'm stupid.
Yeah, me too. I have
no idea what that's supposed to mean. But the way I understand it is that the military was kind of preparing, or like they kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Gearing up to fight super people?
Well, yeah, something like that. Or they kind of understand super people a little more.
I don't know. I can see that. I love this postcard page. It's like him and his daughter is flying through the valley and there's like these wild horses running.
Yeah, I was like, damn,
that's a poster, man. Take out that word box.
That is a great splash page.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you got any open field, just images laying around? You're like, oh, yeah, I worked on this one back in the 90s. I can draw Superman.
Yeah, it is. That's another one where it's so pulled back, like they're so small.
Yeah, I was doing this. I'll just add Superman on top of it. Yeah, just completely take out all the clouds. Just make that just one solid color. Throw the super people in there, and what's called a day.
I like the girls' costumes. They don't stick to the same ship, but it is funny that they stick to Superman. Like they have the S.
Yeah,
and they don't really. They kind of know about themselves, about him, I guess.
Yeah,
but yeah, he's a cool Superman. Like he's a thick Superman.
Yeah, I like him.
Kind of a stouter.
His handler at the government is finally retiring, and I absolutely love this exchange between them. It's been business all the way through the book since they first met, and is Superman, real world Superman, it's like, I've known him for so long. I know his moods. I know his mannerisms, everything, right? I could tell. I kind of want to joke with them because I feel like we're old friends, but then I remember they were torturing babies and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit more reserved. But then I can't even remember his name, Mallory.
Yeah. Agent Mallory, I think.
He calls him Clark. Or at first he says, don't worry, I'm retiring and you're essentially retiring too. I promise that you're safe. And he calls him Clark. And he's like, whoa, 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 what?
Yeah, Clark.
And we learn
what?
And we learn, as you kind of hinted at earlier, is that even though he's been dealing with all this inner turmoil about being safe and had everything planned out and figured out, he wasn't that good at it as he thought and narrated through the entire story. Mallory's like, trust me, man, this is my job. Like, yeah, you are an author and you're kind of a superhero, but this is like my actual job. Intelligence. So
yeah,
there's a couple of things that I could easily put two and two together.
Yeah, it is kind of funny, though, because, like you said, like Clark thinks he's outsmarting him this whole time. And then he drops that. And it's like, no, man, I know. But I do like that they don't just throw it under the rug that there were people torturing babies and shit. Like,
yeah,
he says, man, that was before my time. I would love to say that it would be different.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't try to be like, oh, yeah, I would have did it. He says, I'm not saying that I would have did anything, but I would like to think that I would have, you know, very honest response. But yeah, Superman does think he, you know, he even talks about it being like a chess game, because earlier in the issue, Mallory asks him if he wants to refresh his club soda, and he's like, absolutely not. And I burned off the oil from my fingerprints on there, and I melted all your cameras. And he's just like, all right, man, just fucking say no. Jesus Christ. You got it all figured out, don't you, Superman? I will say that this one thing that did fall apart for me is that Superman looks different in a lot of these panels. Like the consistency of his face.
Yeah, and they do mention that he puts on some kind of disguise. but I don't, you know. He says he has like inserts for his face, which I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What does that mean? Overall, it's pretty good, man. It ends on a high note. He's an old ass man. Superheroes are just commonplace now. Which I was going to ask you what you thought about that, how it just sort of flipped into like, yeah, now it's everywhere.
To be honest, I think that it probably should have ended on page 199.
Oh, so I'm looking at, I have the deluxe edition. So you're saying, is it where they go and they're walking off to fix the eggnog or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that we have a good clue that he's not going to get killed, you know, like he's just an older dude, and that's fine. Or maybe skip some of the there's superheroes everywhere type thing, which is cool. It's good to know that his kids aren't going to be hunted by the government. But I think that it could have been, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the rest of it, or just him flying off with his daughters. That could have been great too. Like they were trying to fill some time on this one.
Yeah, I don't know why they added the. So his entire life there have been no other superheroes, or the ones that have came before him all died and got sliced up. Mm-hmm. But now it's like My Hero Academia, where everybody's getting superpowers and there's agencies and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
it's weird. Also, I'm not really a huge fan of. Typically, I like it when different eras are represented by different art styles. Mm. But in these last couple of panels, it just kind of feels like I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like very old school Superman when he's Superboy, then 80s, 90s. And then the last three panels are like...
Yeah, like the Bruce Timm... style.
Kind of, but like way looser. That looks like something I drew on my iPad.
I do like those, but I don't know why they did that either.
Yeah, it's just like it went from like a theme. He's regular, then it went, every panel was a different era, and then the last three are just kind of like the same. I guess because they're from the same time period.
I don't know. I guess if you're thinking back to 2004, that would make sense.
Yeah.
I really feel like it should have ended with his daughter saying, like, we need some air. Dad, you want to come?
Yeah.
Would have been perfect. I think that would have been the perfect ending.
It is cool to see him as the old man with his Superman pullover.
Yeah, I like that costume.
And the gloves, fingerless gloves.
I do like me some fingerless gloves. Yeah.
It looks cool, man. I didn't notice his S was different. It's an interesting S. I don't know if that's intentional or not. Yeah, that's it, man. That's Superman Secret Identity.
Good stuff.
Let's talk about it. What'd you think overall, man?
Honestly, this was a great story. Like, I have almost no complaints other than the steak sandwich and the last, I don't know, however many pages.
I agree.
Wait, who's this other dude? I didn't even notice there's this other guy.
That's his oldest grandson.
Oh, okay. I was reading it very fast.
But why? But that doesn't need that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
I feel like these, if you wanted to do an epilogue about the future, you legitimately could do every single one of these pages with no words and let you kind of interpret it. Don't do the alternate art styles for the eras. I really think that no words on any of these pages with all the same art style would have worked as a nice epilogue. And you would get it.
They do a good job with a lot of it. Like even with his grandchildren hanging on his arms, you can tell that he's spinning them around at like super speed.
Yeah, you just don't need it. I really don't think, like I'm looking through it without and just thumbing through it. You don't need the words. You get the picture.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that's really my only complaint. I do think that I wanted more about the manifestation of his powers, just a little bit more.
Yeah, I would have liked to have known. They do explain a little bit that there was like a meteor and some chemicals mm-hmm. and something, but it's like a nothing explanation.
Yeah, he was 13 and that's when it happened, but very offhanded where, you know, it's not a big deal. Art-wise, what'd you think? Stuart Immonen.
Yes. So I don't remember. So this is another thing I kind of brought up with D, because I was talking about the old, I don't know if you remember, but there was an old art test advertisement. You could be in some art club. It'd come on late night and they would send it to you.
Yeah.
And it had all, and it had, I did it once. I did the test.
I wanted to.
It had this kind of art style, like the graphite, you know, sketchiness. And I really enjoyed it. What I find kind of interesting about this whole story is, you know, he talks about putting inserts on his face and this and that, so he's not recognizable. But honestly, there are very few panels, in my opinion, that really show what he looks like in definition. So I feel like we don't even really know what he looks like. But overall, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. The coloring, 2004, I know that there was digital. The coloring is pretty good. It's very muted. In some areas, like I said, like the daughters look blue when they're supposed to be kind of a tan.
A lot of the backgrounds are just solid colors.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a scan issue. But overall, I thought the art style was great. I think the coloring is a little off, but I really feel like that might be a scan issue.
Yeah, I agree. Especially like the hue, the big splash pages. Oh my gosh. They're all gorgeous. Or any of like the big action panels. I love them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love them. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I really don't have any complaints other than wanting to know more about his origin. It's great, this thing.
It like I said, it just kind of reminds me of like, what is it? The magic box or whatever, like the mystery box. You vague details and then you move on. Yeah. You know, that's that whole thing. You want me to go first on the grading?
Yeah, I'm still pulling.
All right. On the official Wednesday pool list comic book grading chart that you can get on our Discord somewhere, Lex will tell you.
Yeah, it's in the FAQ section.
In the FA, in the FAQ question.
Yeah.
I am going to give this, and we've been talking about this story the whole time. You already know what our rating is going to be, but I'm going to give this a D3. I really, as a Superman story, period, which it's not really, you know, this was an awesome comic book. I really, really enjoyed it. It's cool to see someone normal get superpowers and see how they would react. Someone altruistic get these superpowers and see how they would react. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And again, we talk about it anytime we review any of like the big name heroes. It's really hard to review a Superman book that isn't bogged down with years of retcons and continuity. So it's sort of a relief to do that.
Yeah. And it tells his whole life story right here.
Yeah. Yeah. This is better than Spider-Man life story. This is so trivial. I'm going to do C5. There's that little part that didn't get toasted. And that little part is me wanting to know more about like just the nature of the powers. And because now we get a little bit, like you said, but there's nothing wrong with that toast. Everything's perfect.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. That's it. If you guys read it, let us know what you think. If you like this episode, go and leave us a review, subscribe, follow whatever your native pod listener app thing allows you to do. And Simon, where can the people find you?
Oh, you know, I'll just be puttering around Instagram obsessively at Simon_on_toast. Ask me about some toy stuff. Yeah. I'm always there to talk. So,
not that kind of toys, guys. And everywhere else at Wednesday Pool, hit us up. Let us know what we should read next. There's an interesting thing I want to kind of do, maybe a little bit down the line, and have our patrons vote on a issue that's coming out like on Wednesday, like a new comic book day book.
Oh yeah.
For me and Simon to read and get Simon's opinion on it, just completely out of context. I think that would be kind of funny. And so maybe down the line, but let us know what we should read, what you're reading right now. And we'll see you next week.
Don't tell me though. I don't care what you're reading.